أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا يحزنك قولهم إن العزة لله جميعا هو السميع العليم. ألا إن لله من في السماوات ومن في الأرض وما يتبع الذين يدعون من دون الله شركاء إن يتبعون إلا الظن وإن هم إلا يخرصون. والذي جعل لكم الليل لتسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يسمعون. صدق الله العظيم. These are آيات 65, 66 and 67 of Surah Yunus. In the ayats before, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the arrogance and the insolence of the disbelievers, and the ayats before, immediately before this, Allah had spoken about His friends, His awliya. Now here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah says, وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let not their words grieve you. They created grief in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in many ways, and one of the ways was the words that they would use against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, against the Quran. And this used to hurt Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the previous verses, Ala inna awliya Allah, the greatest wali, the greatest friend of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, was undoubtedly our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala is, so to say, when I have embraced you, when I have brought you so close to me, don't let the words of these people hurt you in the least bit. Inna al-izzata lillahi jami'a. For certainly al-izza, all honor, all power, all dignity, all of that belongs only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is the reality of it, that whoever has honor in the eyes of Allah has real and true honor. No matter what the world may say to those individuals, say about them, speak about them, write about them, speak to them in an indecent manner, does not change that honor in the eyes of Allah, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala increases that honor. In the Mubarak hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person that forgives, the forgiveness does nothing but increases the honor and the izzat of a person in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Huwa as-sami'ul alim. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who is as-sami'. Allah ta'ala is all hearing. Allah hears the words that people may utter to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or for that matter the sahaba ikiram, or for that matter the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala hears all of this, and Allah is al-alim. Allah ta'ala has full knowledge of what they said, and Allah ta'ala has full knowledge of that broken heart to whom these words were said. And when that heart is broken for the sake of Allah, then that person gains closeness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ala inna lillahi man fis samawati wa man fil ard. All those that were arrogant and those that said harsh words to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is reminding us all now that listen well, belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is whoever resides on this earth, whoever is in the skies, they are all in the ownership of Allah. They cannot operate without Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So they are under the full control of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah observes them. Allah ta'ala will do whatever Allah desires. Allah may forgive them. Allah may give them hidayat. Allah ta'ala will take them to task. وَمَا يَتَّبِعُ الَّذِينَ يَدَعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ شُرَكَى. Those people who pray, who call to gods besides Allah Rabbul Izzat, bringing them equal as partners to Allah Ta'ala, They do not follow but these gods, and إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنْ, whatever they follow is but a dhan, and that means assumptions. Whatever they assumed as gods, they had taken as gods. وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ, and whatever they do is mere speculation. A person takes an idol and makes that idol a god. A person takes a human and makes that human a god. That is all speculation, that is all assumptions. And this is the difference between Iman and Kufr. In Iman, we are 100% sure that Allah is wahdahu la sharika la. We are 100% sure that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is alone. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is one and only. Any other belief besides the belief of la ilaha illallah is an assumption, it is a speculation. وَالَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا. Now in a very beautiful way, Allah Ta'ala manifests His Qudrat, and most appropriate to the subject matter and to the topic, it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that has made for you the night, لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ, so that you may dwell in it in peace, وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا, and Allah Ta'ala has made the day. Al-Mubasir, Mubasir means something that you can see. Now here Allah brought this Qudrat. On the one hand, we understand day and night comes by the rotation of the earth and all of that. But here Allah Ta'ala also wants to show something else. Like how the physical light is taken away and the physical light is brought, it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that gives us the mind. Allah gives us the heart, the brains, so that we may be able to think. And if Allah Ta'ala so desires, Allah Ta'ala will take away the light of the heart, the light of the brain, and then it is darkness, we will not be able to think. From here the Mufassirin have stated, Allah has sent two things. One is Allah has given us the mind, the brain, the heart, and the other Allah has given us Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam for us to see the path. Inna fi dhalika la ayatin liqawmi yasma'un, and surely these are signs for those people who can hear, who listen to the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.